AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says he hopes Congress can pass the original House bill to avert a government shutdown.
It's the quickest, simplest, and easiest way we can make sure the government stays open while delivering critical emergency aid to the American people.
House Speaker Mike Johnson abandoned the legislation earlier this week after first Elon Musk and then President-elect Donald Trump opposed it. But the Republican speaker is facing few options to avert a government shutdown at the end of the day today. Nancy Ronk lives in Oregon.
Trump's doing a great job, I think. He's taking care of business. He's getting in there and getting everything set up, getting ready to go. I felt he did a good job his first 4 years, but my opinion.
The Federal Reserve's preferred inflation gauge showed price pressures cooled down last month.
Prices rose just 0.1% from October to November. The report is closely watched by the Federal Reserve and is a sign that price pressures cooled after 2 months of sharp gains. The milder inflation figures arrived 2 days after Federal Reserve officials, led by Chair Jerome Powell, rocked financial markets by revealing that they now expect to cut their key interest rate just 2 times in 2025. Hiya Pinjwani, Washington.
A Russian ballistic missile attack on Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, killed at least one person and wounded 12 others. Moscow claims it was response to a Ukrainian strike on Russian soil using American-made weapons. Police say a knife-wielding teenager, a former student, walked into a school in Croatia's capital, Zagreb, and stabbed a 7-year-old girl to death and wounded 3 more children and their teacher. The suspect in Croatia injured themselves. Sammy Sosa appears to acknowledge using performance-enhancing drugs during a baseball career in which he hit more than 600 home runs. The Chicago Cubs say they're ready to welcome back their former star. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are opening lower on Wall Street, keeping the market on track for one of its worst weeks of the year. The S&P 500 slipped 0.3% at the start of trading on Friday. It's down more than 3% for the week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was little changed. The NASDAQ Composite fell 0.7%. Stocks have struggled this week after the Federal Reserve said on Wednesday that it may deliver fewer cuts to interest rates next year than previously thought. Stocks got some relief Friday from an update showing that a closely watched measure of inflation wasn't as bad last month as expected. Treasury yields eased in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note fell to 4.52%. Seth Sutel, New York.
Amazon says a strike by workers affiliated with the Teamsters Union should not impact holiday shipments. The strikes are taking place at 3 delivery hubs in California and 1 each in San Francisco, New York, Atlanta, and Skokie, Illinois. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.